Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. And just to make sure that we have a representation of all ages, I would like to ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1966.
Thank you so much for that. And at the same time, I would like to know, 66 is going to be the system. What is the highest level of the school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
A bachelor's.
Thank you so much for that. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. May I know what is your race?
Black.
Thank you so much. And also, are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered. Democrat.
Thank you. Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost turning to vote?
Sir,
will you probably vote? Thank you so much for that. And how motivated are you to vote in the... I'm sorry, one more time?
I'm going to vote blue up and down the ballot.
So okay, thank you. And in that case... Okay, yeah, I have a couple more questions. I just would like to know, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
10. 11.
Thank you. Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Can we say, I will read the list and you tell me which are the 2 more important. The first one is voting rights and democracy, Israel and Palestine conflict, cost of living and inflation, immigration, crime and violence, jobs and the economy, healthcare, abortion, racism and discrimination, criminal justice reform and police violence, climate change, or the student loans forgiveness. Which are the 2 most important for you?
Discrimination, racism, and number 1 and number 3. I forgot what you said.
Voting rights and democracy.
I threw them away.
Right. Okay, so voting rights and democracy and racism and discrimination will work?
Yeah.
Great. Also, now we'd like you to write how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cool, in this case neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or group, please indicate so, okay? So the first group of people that I have right here is are the Democrats in Congress. How do you feel about them?
They're good.
And from 0 to 10? How good?
10. Well,
thank you. What
I'll
about the
7.
Republic? Okay, 7. Thank you.
7. 0.
Okay. Okay, Democrats in Congress, 0. Is that what you said?
No. I'm sorry. Democrats in Congress, I'll give them a 7 as well.
Okay, what about Republicans in Congress?
0.
What about Joe Biden, from 0 to 10?
I'll give him an 8.
An 8, okay, thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
-6.
Okay. Can I see your algorithm have negative numbers? Okay, thank you so much. What about Kamala Harris?
I give her six.
Okay, thank you. And what about Hakeem Giffords?
I give Hakeem, based on what he's doing, I give him a 10.
Okay, 10. Thank you so much for that. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Barack Obama. But now I'm playing. I'll do Biden.
Thank you so much for that. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Elected for president, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided
or would you not vote?
Thank you. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all of his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
I'll say most.
Thank you so much. And would you be more likely or less likely to support the candidate for Congress who has each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? So, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support someone who rules the economy?
Yeah, likely. Most likely.
And, okay, much more likely? Thank mm-hmm. you. What about defense democracy?
Yes, same.
Much more likely?
Yes.
Or somewhat more likely? We have those two options, okay?
Most likely.
And what about looks out for people like me?
Much more likely.
What about puts people over politics?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much for that. What about secures the border?
No, that's unlikely.
Like somewhat more likely, less likely, or much less likely to support him?
The middle.
So we have somewhat more likely and somewhat less likely in the middle.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. What about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much for that. And what about someone who wants to build black wealth?
Most likely. Much more likely.
Okay, thank you so much for that. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. And the first one right here is, do you think that Democrats in Congress fight racism and discrimination from 0 to 10?
7.
And do you think that they are effective and get things done from 0 to 10?
5.
Do you think that they protect abortion rights from 0 to 10?
6.
Do you think that they bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable from 0 to 10?
6.
Do you think that they want to build black wealth from 0 to 10?
Hey, I gotta go now. I got a meeting to go to.
Oh, and can I call you right back so we can finish the survey?
Sure.
What time would you like me to call back?
About 9:30.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.